something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. There's a big difference between feeling good and being blessed. When you are blessed, your life is improved. You can feel good without your life being improved. The truth is, a lot of Christians have not been able to distinguish between being blessed and feeling good. So many go to church on Sunday and dance and dance and dance and dance until they sweat and sweat. I say, I will dance for my God. He's for my God. I know that David danced. You remember David? He danced and danced and danced for his God. And one of his wives was angry that he was dancing that way. And you remember the rest of the story? She got in trouble for that. But you see, that was acceptable under the old covenant. They worshipped him with all their might. They danced in the flesh. Under the new contract, it is not useful. All the, you see, and that's one of the reasons why there are lots of splinter groups today. So many churches that are formed on the basis of some anger. They're angry with one other group, so they start a church. For example, there's a group that says that you're not supposed to use musical instruments in church because in the New Testament it doesn't talk about musical instruments. All musical instruments were in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, no clapping, no drums, no cymbals, just sing and lift your hands. Have you ever heard that? How many of you have heard that? Good. That's not enough to start a church. That's a good thought. There's nothing wrong in singing and clapping and rejoicing and even dancing. Nothing wrong if your spirit is attuned to God. But where that dance is what you're looking forward to, and that is what blesses you, something is wrong. So it doesn't matter that you dance from sunup to sundown and jump. My home on earth is beautiful and my heavenly. You can, you know, you're going to give your offering. My home on earth is beautiful and my heavenly. That is not worship. It is not praise. Nothing is happening. My home on earth is beautiful, and my heavenly home is more beautiful, and my heavenly home... It just gets worse. That's not a praise song. It's not a worship song. It doesn't mean anything. You can say, twinkle, twinkle, little star. It doesn't matter. You are not being blessed, even though you feel that you're being blessed. It doesn't improve your life. You see, the problem is too many people are ignorant of the Word of God. And because they are ignorant of the Scriptures, they err. That's what Jesus said. He said, you err because you know not the Scriptures. So many don't know how to worship God. There's a way to worship God. There's a prescribed manner to worship God. And that's why many times when you're worshiping, there are people who are wondering. They don't know how to key in. When they see you worshiping God and praising God, they don't know what to do. Because a lot of you here, you can worship without anybody singing, right? Am I right? You just take off and you're gone. Because your spirit is alive. And when you're like that, you don't need revival. Revive us again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, revive us. Why? What you listen to matters. You listen to the Word of God that lifts your spirit, you believed it. The Word of God that keeps you alive, you'll be alive. You listen to the one that kills you, you would need revival all the time. See? The human nature loves to be condemned because he recognizes his impurities. He loves to be condemned. So when you preach a message of condemnation to him, he's at home. He loves it. Just tell me. So you are a sinner, just saved by grace. Yes, amen. Say, amen. There's nothing in you. Amen, I know. You see, he's happy to receive it. No man is anything, only God. Amen. We are less than ants. Amen. He's happy. Amen. There's none righteous. No, not one. Amen. Such people are afraid of the Bible. Start talking about Jesus is coming again. They'll be scared. Please, oh Lord, please make me rapturable, please. Why? Because they have been placed in a coffin of fear. They're dead already, needing revival. Make up your mind as a child of God to know the Word of God for yourself. Amen? You will live an exciting and prosperous life when you know the Word of God for yourself. Learn it, know it, master it. Live in it 24 hours a day. Then you live a great life. Every day will be an exciting day of success, prosperity, and victory. And those three things are strange to many people. They do not live successful lives. They do not live prosperous lives. They do not live victorious lives. They're not aware that anybody could live like that. They think everybody is suffering like they are suffering. Have you ever been somewhere and somebody says, "Oh, all of us have been sick. Last week it was my son. The other day it was my wife. The other day it was my uncle. And he's also, he says, even me, I'm already tired." Have you ever visited people and they're like that? They complain of everything. They look old already. Old. Why? Suffering. Every day they're like this. Every day. They are afraid to laugh. No, even some of you are in church now. As others are laughing around you like this, you can't laugh out. You can't laugh out. You must not be caught laughing. They told you that if you laugh too much, Satan will catch you.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Leveled Radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Laughter does good like medicine. Even when you don't feel like laughing, you go, ha, 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 ha. You've seen some people, they're not happy. They're very sad, so they start looking for some comedian to watch. They start going from TV station to TV, looking for some comedian to help them become happy. Then when they catch one, they don't relax like this. I feel so sorry for you. Oh, no, that's the show. Then they don't relax like this. You don't need a comedian to make you laugh. And that kind of laughter doesn't go down deep in the spirit. You stand in front of the mirror and start laughing. You say they'll think you are mad. Yes. That's why you lock the door. Lock everybody out. And then do it for yourself. At least you wouldn't think you are mad. You know, some people think that, oh, life is very serious. Life is not a joke. They don't want to be happy, yet they want to be happy. Okay, make yourself happy. Make yourself happy. Okay, can you make yourself happy? Hello? Can you?
Yes.
You better do so. Because nobody, somebody, when I marry, I know I'll just be happy. Well, once I marry, it's just that's what I'm just waiting for. Once I just marry. Go ahead. The reason I'm not happy in my life is that I don't have any child. I've been married for 10 years. I love it. Go and buy one then. See, everywhere I go, they're asking me, where is your husband? I'm tired. Oh, God, where is my husband? What kind of life is this? Can't you just be happy? Does it matter that anybody's asking you questions? Tell them to shut the trap. Be happy about yourself. Get excited about yourself. Look at you. Very pretty you. Very handsome you. Yet you are not happy. Don't let anybody stop you from being happy. Make up your mind to be happy. I made up my mind a long, long time ago to be happy, and nothing can stop it. And I've been happy ever since. Make up your mind. Nothing is going to stop your joy. Hello? Are you ready? Okay. We're talking about three kinds of wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. And David said to Solomon, he said, get wisdom. Get understanding. All right? That's what he told him. We're going to look at a few things real quick. Now, you know, there's the wisdom of this world, all right? The Bible refers to the wisdom of this world. And then there is the wisdom of men. The wisdom of this world really has to do with how things are done in the world, the structure of things, their way of life, and their judgments about what is right and what is wrong, what should be done, the answers that they prefer for the different problems that they experience. The wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world has done a lot of good stuff, all right? But you know what? At its best, it's foolishness before God. At its best. Then it talks about the wisdom of men. The wisdom of men, usually expressed in high-sounding words, dealing with how they organize their minds and all their great learning in the different schools all over the world, sometimes the best schools. And men reason. Somebody said he's a great philosopher, meaning great thinker. That's the wisdom of men. Some even describe themselves as thinkers. Say, I'm a thinker. So who are you? I'm a thinker. Are you born again? I'm not born again. I'm a thinker. The Bible describes your wisdom as the wisdom of men. And the Bible says it's foolish. I'm a thinker. Some have studied great thinkers. They idolize great thinkers. Men that are called great thinkers. They idolize them. They're carried away by them. They're their disciples. Listen, many great thinkers of many, many years ago, Greek philosophers particularly, and German philosophers, they still have disciples today. Even though they're dead long, 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 they have disciples who believe in them. Many people in different arms of government all over the world believe in these philosophers who have thought their way through various systems. You know, if you don't know what you could have had, what you could have been, if you don't know, you'll accept what you see as the best. If you have no other way of knowing, you stay with what you get. But thank God, He's given us His Word to enlighten us, to give us information, so we can know something beyond what we see with our optical eyes. Life is more than what other human beings tell us. Thank God for the Bible. Someone has rightly said the Bible is a living thing. And I think so. Hallelujah. We're talking about three kinds of wisdom. You cannot be a true success without wisdom. Think about a man. When he was a young boy, he won several awards for excellence. He was a good sportsman. He was superb in his academics. He got awards, always had the best. Went into the university. He was the best. Studied a beautiful course. Came out with more awards. Got a beautiful job. And just went up through the ranks. Finally, he retired at 65. Life went on. Suddenly came, you know, he had got all his retirement planned out. Everything was working fine. He'd got in his rocking chair for his old age by the window. Well, but looking at the world, retired from working, doesn't need to work now. He's done all the best. His wall is full of all the awards. All the certificates, everything there, all the trophies. Wonderful. Then, in one sweep, the economy changes. All what is had in the bank is reduced to almost nothing. He can't believe it. Suddenly, what he had that was much has become small. His health is beginning to get into trouble. He's not as strong as he used to be. He's gone to the best doctors. Doctor said, well, you know, you're 75 now. It's old man sickness. All what he expected seems to be changing. Now he's spending money trying to keep himself well. His wife is not any better. She's been sick for the last 5 years too. He had tried to set up all his children. But somehow, they hardly remember him. They call on Christmas Day and on New Year Day. What a life. What shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world after you have run the United Nations? You will retire. After you have run ECOWAS, I said you retire. After you have been 4-term president, you will retire. When you retire, God will come and visit you. And we ask one question: what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to.
we invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.